T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Tim Zimborama bringing us back as he mans master control with ZZ Top from the album La Grange, which, if you've never seen it, they get this great spread of Mexican food on the cover. But that's neither here or there. Let's welcome in Howie Kaplan, owner of Howlin' Wolf. How you doing, Howie?
How you doing, Tommy?
Did you own that album or not?
I think everybody at some point has owned that album or an album like it.
Man, what a great spread of Mexican food they got on that. Anyway, Louisiana during the coronavirus as of July 21st, 2021, noon yesterday, 50th vaccination rate, in vaccination rate, 42nd in positive testing rate, 46th in hospitalization rate, 49th in death rate, and 29th in transmission rate. And the lower number is better. It's like golf. The higher number is not. Howie, how concerned are you with what the mayor had to say yesterday?
I'm not sure we're concerned. I think we're keeping an eye on things just like the mayor's doing. Mm-hmm. I think the music industry and the hospitality industry and everything that creates our cultural economy is a big part of what she's thinking and kind of making these recommendations and looking forward and understanding that we count on all these people coming here, and she wants to provide a safe environment. At least that's what I hope that meant.
I'm surprised, honestly, and I don't want to make this a political discussion about the mayor, but I thought it was going to be stricter than that, given the fact that it can be a political issue, and she's made note of her accomplishments with COVID, and certainly you're not going to come out and say you're doing great against crime or anything, but what are you seeing in your business? Are people coming out, or are you starting to see any COVID hesitancy start to show up again?
I think people are being cautious. And in our industry in particular, you know, we count on a bunch of people getting into a room together. And so there has to be a level of trust that comes with that. And I think part of what the mayor did yesterday was recognize that a lot of people that are going out, a lot of people that have gone ahead and gotten the vaccine, she wants to recognize that as well. You know, you don't want to punish the folks that are doing the things you're asking them to do. And I think this is kind of that first step in recognizing that. And of course, it's, you know, it's summertime in New Orleans. You know, March, April, and May pay for June, July, and August in New Orleans. And so we're still kind of waiting for folks to come back. The numbers are solid. We're seeing a lot of out-of-town people. We're seeing a lot of the locals. And we're seeing bookings in the fall. And I think that's one of our bigger concerns is we want to set that stage that says New Orleans is ready for all those visitors. They're going to be coming this fall, you know, in through September and October and Jazz Fest and, you know, the conventions that are announcing and the meeting groups that are announcing. And, you know, we're seeing bookings pick up. A lot of our weddings that had canceled and corporate events that had canceled are rebooking. And, you know, it's nice to see that people are also recognizing that there are other things going on and seeing, you know, more people starting to get the vaccine again so we can all go back to a normal life.
March, April, and May pay for June, July, and August. Is that what you said?
Yes, it is.
Yep. When it comes to crime in the area and the donut cutters and the drag racing and everything else, you talked with us about that last time. Is it still happening, or after it was documented on video and the police kind of responded, I don't know, tell me what's going on. Has it stopped?
So we haven't seen it down in our area. You know, we like a different kind of street food, but this is a new kind of thing over the last year. Oh, I'm sorry, I had to do that.
You got to have a sense of humor, Howie. Come on, what are you going to do? You got to.
It's my dad joke day. So
yeah, that's all right.
You know, we did meet with Captain Walls of the 8th District. They've been very aggressive in recognizing that, and I believe his words were that this is, you know, one of the gems of the city. And we need to make certain that we're keeping that area safe. A lot of the businesses have been involved, and we're all working together in a way in my 20-plus years that it's very heartening to see that. You know, everybody's thinking the same thing in terms of crime, in terms of safety. And we have not seen anything like that down there again. I know they did announce two people of interest that they're looking to have a conversation with that were a part of that. And I think these folks are hopefully going to recognize that the city and the DA's office and the police are going to do everything in their power to make certain that this is something that doesn't happen.
Right, grab yourself a glazed donut and a cup of coffee. Hang out because we're going to talk some more after the break. We're talking to Howie Kaplan, owner of Howlin' Wolf, about COVID restrictions and businesses. And we're going to talk about staff when we return because there's a new study out that says about half the workers who've left the restaurant industry may never come back. And they have a whole list of reasons for that. It's coming up on 720. That's time for traffic now on WWL. 724, Tommy Tucker, WWL. Stones in the background there, and that's appropriate because Channel 4 reporting the Stones are coming to Jazz Fest on October 13th. Wednesday, October 13th, Rolling Stones are going to be here in town. So if you've not had a chance to see them yet, there's your chance. We're talking to Howie Wolf, the owner of the Howlin' Wolf. Howie Kaplan, damn it, owner of the Howlin' Wolf. Sorry, Howie. Would you change your name? Would that be too much to ask so I could get it right? Would you mind doing it?
Maybe a little bit.
Well, it's just an idea. Howie Kaplan, owner of the Howlin' Wolf. And before we get to staffing issues, I was talking to Heidi Raines on Tuesday, vice chair of the French Quarter Management District. And this goes to the donuts and when it comes to the drag racing and stuff like that. I wrote a blog and called it, you know, kind of like raising the middle finger to the police is what they're doing. And Heidi went a little bit further because she was talking about in the French Quarter, parking here, this restriction not being paid any attention to. And she called it a culture of lawlessness. And that really kind of stuck out to me. Do you have any feeling like that at all in the Warehouse District?
I think we're a little bit different down there. I think it's not a part of the city where a lot of people live. And so I think there's a different mindset, but you can definitely feel the tension that comes with just about every summer, and in particular this one. Mm-hmm. You've got a lot of folks that have been kind of, you know, stuck inside for the last year and a half. And, you know, as people are getting out and they're getting back to some sense of normalcy, there's going to be some folks that are out there doing things they shouldn't be doing. But I think, I wish we could support the police more. I think when you speak to any one of the NOPD or the folks that help protect us, you know, you can tell that they're a little bit stressed about it as well, and they want to do things that will protect us. And so, I wish we could do more to help them to get more officers back. I know that they were talking about how in the 8th District, you know, back when Captain Walls was captain last time, there was about 175 officers, and right now he's got about 100. And so anything we can do to help get those numbers back up and start, even going back to the time after Katrina when we had the state police down here assisting. Maybe it's time to start exploring more options like that again.
You feel as though business owners are being heard by City Hall when it comes to crime?
I think they're doing their best with what they've got at this point. We have had conversations with the mayor's office and several of the council people and a lot of the different business groups, but you know, like anything else, it's just like neighborhood organizations. We need to get the business organizations together that watch out for our neighborhoods. It's kind of like, you know, we talk about every now and again that the bars aren't really problems. They're actually kind of like little neighborhood groups. They look out for they look out for their neighborhoods. They look out for their patrons. And I think every business is doing that now.
I think everybody agrees short term it's got to be more cops on the street. When it comes to staffing, Howie, new survey says about half the workers who've left the restaurant industry may never come back. They list reasons such as hours they don't like. They don't like aggressive customers. What are you seeing in your business, and have you lost any longtime employees that you thought would come back and didn't? You don't have to name names. I'm just wondering anecdotally.
Well, it's funny because I read a similar survey and the numbers were actually higher. And I think what happened is, we've got some longtime folks that have told us that they're not coming back. And a lot of ours are, you know, I've got some bartenders that have been with me over 12 years. You know, we've got staff that has been with us longer. And here's what's happened. You've got really good people that were really good at their jobs and made a good living doing it, but they weren't able to use those skills and use all that they have over that last year and a half. And so they went on and found other gigs and other things and recognized that they don't have to be up until 3 or 4 in the morning, and they don't have to go, you know, with some of those issues that come with it. So, yeah, we're definitely seeing those numbers, and we're seeing things come back, and especially in a city like New Orleans that counts on, you know, somewhere in the neighborhood of 70,000 people to drive that economic engine of hospitality. And so, yeah, we're definitely seeing that crunch in particular in our kitchen, in particular on our floor. And right now, even if we could do a 1,000-person show, we wouldn't be able to, you know, staff it properly. And so we're definitely looking forward to doing what we can to get those numbers up.
I'm sorry. We're going to talk to Dub Lane in the 9 o'clock hour about the economic model on this. And I guess I'm wondering, is this going to result in a market-based wage increase for employees in this sector? And what does that mean for business owners, and what does it mean for customers?
Well, we've always paid a decent wage. It's one of the things that's been the cornerstone, I think part of the reason why we keep staff so long. But, yeah, you're definitely going to have to start seeing those numbers go up. And again, you know, you look at all the different surveys, and they're talking about how that $15 an hour, you know, living wage. But right now, if you're on unemployment and you're making that five and change, you're right about there anyway. Mm-hmm. So, well, I think that's going to be a significant part of getting a lot of those folks back is when that $527 a week, you know, comes out of play. But we all need to be more creative in how we're doing things. We're offering bonuses to folks that are coming in. We're trying to do our best to take care of long-time employees. And, you know, I think we all need to be more creative to keep our industry strong.
If anybody is in that situation and listening, it's going to come to a screeching halt next Saturday, so you might want to get off your rear end and start looking for work. Thank you, Howie. I appreciate your time as always. Howie Kaplan, owner of the Howlin' Wolf, and I will talk to you again soon, all right?
Thanks a lot, Tommy.
You bet. Thank you. We can take a break, come back, talk about construction industry in Louisiana. Lost over 20,000 jobs since the start of the pandemic, and how are things looking?
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL Draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.